Looking to find true balance in this time of chaos and change? Wishing you could keep the faith? Longing to forge ahead beyond the shadows into a brave new light? Buckle up and lean in for an hour of questions, answers, and practical magic. Welcome to Living on a Prayer. Now here's your host, Michelle Morgan.
Driving a Ferrari. What are they taking, the bingo money home?
Oh, no, they're doing the work of the Lord. In a Ferrari, they could just do it faster, that's all.
Okay. Hi, everybody. Welcome to, where are we? Living on a Prayer. This is Michelle Morgan. Two priests in a Ferrari. Have you heard the one about two priests in a Ferrari? Stop me if you've heard this before. Oh, Barb. Barb. Everybody, that's Barb Perry, my producer. She warned me at the beginning of the show that she was going to have this little sound bite from Cannonball Run with Burt Reynolds and Dom DeLuise. And she told me something to the effect about priests in a Ferrari, but I had no idea. So there you go. Oh, man. Hello, darlings. How is everybody? Nice to be back here. Hope everybody had a great week. We've got a great show today. We're going to be talking about the divine plan. Drum roll, please. The divine plan. It's a very, very important subject right now, I think, anyway. So if you got a question for me, you want to just join the conversation, feel free to call 877-230-3062. Again, 877-230-3062. Want to give a personal shout out to all my listeners on 106.9 HD3 in Seattle. Would love to hear from one of you. Of course, you're probably listening in your car, so make sure you pull over when you call me on your cell phone. Love to have you rate this show. How do you do that? Well, you go to the host page on contacttalkradio.com, click on iTunes, little icon thing on the right-hand side, and you could subscribe to the show, which means it gets sent to you automatically. And then you can get on there and rate the show. You can write a review, let people know what we're doing here. Today's show, actually, the subject comes care of two of my wonderful listeners, Liz, who actually suggested the divine plan itself, and then Amla, my darling little Amla, who wanted me to cover how to express your own truth through God. And the divine plan is the way to do that. So anyway, thanks to my girls for giving me some ideas. And so if there's a topic you want me to cover, would love for you to send me an email, or you can shoot me a message on my Facebook fan page. And to find me on Facebook, you can go to my website, michellemorgan.org. That's Michelle with one L, morgan.org. You can click on the Facebook icon in the links box on the right side of any page, and it'll take you on into Facebook, and you can sign up. There's fun discussions that get going on there, and I'm always popping on there, adding stuff. And also, through my website, you can access the archives of this show. So if you've missed any of them or you want to re-listen, because, of course, you all want to listen to these shows over and over and over, you can check out the media page and click on the link there, and it'll take you into the archives. So there you go. So we've got a cool show, like I said. So we're going to just get started here with things in a moment. But, of course, it's time for everyone's favorite segment, the Cosmic Critter of the Week.
I can walk with the animals, talk with the animals, grunt and squeak and squawk with the animals. And they can squeak and squawk and speak and talk to me.
I'm still trying to recover from the two priests and the Ferrari. Oh, man, Barbie, that is just too good. All righty. So, okay, last week we had the new or the wildebeest. I didn't see one. I did not have a new cross my path once this last week, but I was not upset about that. I actually probably would have been more upset if one had indeed crossed my path. This week's critter is probably going to be a little bit easier to actually access, and it is cow. Cow showed up today. Here's what cow means. This is a very nourishing time for you, so be willing to partake of all that's offered to you. Ooh, does that mean the double fudge brownie ice cream that's been offered to me? Okay, cool. You have, what, Barb? Skinny cow ice cream. I know, those are my favorite. The truffle bars? Skinny cow truffle bars. Oh, Barb, you're brilliant. I have literally one of those every night. I have like three or four boxes in the freezer at any given moment. So, skinny cow, there we go. Another meaning of cow, you have nothing to worry about as you're well provided for in spite of any fears or doubts. Wowza, that's an important message for a number of people that I know, including moi. This is a time for mending and healing the relationship with your mother, whether she's alive or has passed into the spirit world. You may wish to work with the Hindu goddess Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, as a means of being assured of your abundance. That's too cool. Stand in your truth, and once you've made a decision, don't let others sway you. In other words, no cow tipping allowed. And finally, you may be called upon to make some sort of sacrifice that will benefit the greater good. So there's some interesting messages there with cow. So, all right, be on the lookout. And those definitions come care of Dr. Stephen Farmer from the book Animal Spirit Guides. He has a show, 4 p.m. Thursdays, on this station, Earth Magic Radio. Cool and groovy stuff. So, again today, we are talking about the divine plan. And here's the reason why I wanted to go into that subject today. Over the last couple of years in particular, I've been talking to a lot of clients who are saying things like they don't know what they're quote-unquote supposed to be doing with their lives, what they are quote-unquote meant to be doing with their lives, questioning what their purpose on the planet is, saying that they don't know what they want, they don't know what their passions are. And it's so interesting because I joke about this, even though there's a sort of sad truth to it. I've been doing this psychic stuff for a long, long time. And it used to be that people would come to me with relatively simple or simplistic questions. You know, should I sell my condo? You know, a lot of relationship questions. There is always those. But questions were relatively simplistic in that they were based more in the mundane realities of life. And I'll tell you something, the last number of years, it's much more about, you know, who am I? Who am I and what am I doing here in that bigger cosmic picture? Because, you know, it's things are feeling so unpredictable these days. And there's so many things that are changing and so many people who are scared, you know, afraid to make decisions about things or take specific action, etc. So I thought today's topic would be very timely in light of all of those things. And the divine plan is just a phenomenal structure to grab onto and utilize in your prayer work, in your visualization, just in having an understanding of. It can really help keep you on track in the midst of chaos. So we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to dive into that subject. This is Michelle Morgan. You're listening to Living on a Prayer. Come right back. Venture Highway.
with your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense 4-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
If you've got a question for Michelle, give us a call here at 877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062.
Action is made.
What might life be like if there were room for heroes and goddesses again? Not merely in fairy tales, but alive in every one of us. Are you ready to truly own and live your destiny? Introducing CSI, developed and facilitated by visionary NLP practitioner Michelle Morgan. CSI is a unique fusion of progressive techniques which create powerful permanent change in the psyche at the exact point where your unconscious patterns originate. Go to www.michellemorgan.org to find out more about CSI. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Love the whole riding down the highway theme, because that's what the divine plan is all about. Where are you headed? So let's dive in, shall we? You want to participate in this discussion? Call me, 877-230-3062. Again, that number, 877-230-3062. The divine plan. Florence Scovel Shinn, who was a metaphysician back in the 40s, around in there. She was an amazing woman. She first wrote about the divine plan in her book called The Game of Life and How to Play It. If you want a book that is extraordinarily powerful and strangely timely, considering how long ago it was written, that is a really amazing book. And there's actually a compilation of everything that Florence Scovel Shinn wrote, and it's called The Wisdom of Florence Scovel Shinn. I highly recommend that book. And she said in that book, there is for each man perfect self-expression. There is a place which he is to fill and no one else can fill, something which he is to do which no one else can do. Catherine Ponder, who was in some ways Florence Scovel Shinn's successor, who took the works of Florence Scovel Shinn and expanded on them in a really powerful way. In one of her books, Open Your Mind to Prosperity, she writes, there's a full chapter on this subject of the divine plan. And she says, each of us comes forth on this earth plane with a divine plan for our life wrapped up within our soul nature. This divine plan longs to manifest for us. Calling on it releases it. It matters not what age you are, how long you've lived, what you've done or have not done with your life. If you will begin daily to declare the divine plan for your life, it will lead you to your good. On my website, the passion statement, which is my terminology for the mission statement, this is what I say. I believe that we all have within us the blueprint of a divine destiny created exclusively for each one of us long ago by a loving and exalted hand. Not some fated, set-in-stone judgment that we are powerless to, but rather the tale of a boundless truth that entreats us to live an uncommon and inspiring life. And that is the divine plan. Divine plan, God's will, etc. Religion, God bless it, has done a pretty good job of making it sound like the God's plan for us is a mystery and it's really none of our business on the earth plane. And we're just supposed to, you know, nose to the grindstone, slog along. And when we die, we will inherit the kingdom of heaven. I am being slightly facetious and, you know, a bit dramatic to make a point on that. That for the most part, organized Judeo-Christian theosophies don't really give you the specifics of the divine plan. They just let you know that God's got a plan for you, and therefore you got to just, you know, follow it and behave yourself, and eventually you'll get the rewards. Unfortunately, because we're human, that's left to a lot of different ideas. And so a lot of people think that God's plan includes suffering and problems. And we've talked about this plenty of times on the show that, you know, suffering is... challenge is inevitable. Suffering is an option is one metaphysical way of putting it. I believe that, you know, suffering is part of the human experience. What we choose to do with the suffering is the key to whether we're operating from our spiritual natures or not. I can't tell you how many times I've heard from a client when they're dealing with some, you know, huge tragic issue in their life that, well, this was God's will for me to, you know, get cancer. Or it's God's will for me to get in a car accident, or God's will for me to be, you know, homeless or whatever. And I don't believe that. That is not my philosophy. But it's also, as always, these things are complex. They're not simple and black and white. And the challenge that most of us face in studying or learning metaphysical concepts and religious ideas is that in order to present them so that we can absorb them, they have a tendency to be broken down in very simplistic ways, homogenized, and for the sake of marketing, sometimes turned into quick fixes. So this subject has a little bit of a twist to it. So let me give you my perspective on it, and hopefully it'll help a little bit. I believe that the divine plan is your destiny. Destiny, again, as this divine story that was written by God for each one of us, but free will is the ultimate variable. We have choice about whether or not we live that divine destiny. If we choose not to live the divine destiny, God's not up there going, way to go. God's probably up there. I don't believe in a God that judges, but I do believe in a God that rolls his eyes frequently and says, oh, for crying out loud, I would love for you to want more because I want to give you more, but I'll give you what you're asking for. So that divine plan or that destiny, it's actually a structure through which your highest and best self can be expressed. It's a format for most powerfully expressing God in human form. And Amla, honey, I'm hoping that this touches on what you were suggesting. And one of the things that I really want to emphasize about the divine plan is the fact that the divine plan is going to incite your desires. It's going to inspire your passions. Meaning, when people come to me and say, well, perhaps it's God's plan for me to live in a cardboard box and eat out of a dumpster, I will say to them, well, are you passionate about that? Is that something that you're completely and totally committed to? If so, then perhaps it is part of your destiny. And who knows what you get to do in the greater service of mankind with that lifestyle. And I'm not being facetious with that. I'm very serious, because everybody has a place on this planet. Everybody has a role that they were hand chosen to play. I believe that very powerfully. Hand chosen by God. Thank you very much. So it's a pretty big deal. And so I can promise you, perhaps the most important thing that I can tell you today about this subject is the divine plan will absolutely connect you to your passions and your desires. Passion, in fact, the word desire, little refresher, we've talked about this before. The word desire, the root of that word means from the Father, not God as the Father in that Christian patriarchal sense. God as the Father in a polaritudinally correct sense. Masculine, protector, provider. Okay? So desires are the will of God asking to be expressed through us. So God gets us jazzed about stuff so that we can walk in the world for him, which I find absolutely amazing. And something that I teach in my prayer classes is that God, in fact, cannot be seen without us. So in some respects, God is powerless without us. because we're the ones that express God ultimately in human form. We're the ones that see God in nature. We see God in the everyday mundane world. If none of us see those things, then God goes unseen. If none of us choose to follow those passions and desires that he imprinted us with at birth and beyond, then God is not, his will doesn't get done on the planet. And so God needs us as much as we need him. And so the divine plan is God's plan for every one of us. And it does have a structure. In fact, there's four cornerstones of the plan. Florence Scovelshin calls it the divine square of life. And those four cornerstones, got your pen? Taking notes? Here we go. Health, wealth, happiness, and perfect self-expression. And we are going to talk more specifically about those exact points before the end of the show. So when you begin affirming the divine plan of your life, and you know that I'm the queen of affirmative prayer, love affirmative prayer statements because they're powerful. You claim something out loud, by golly, it's going to start happening. And there's a vibrational quality to spoken word. There's a very sacred quality to any prayer that has the name God, has the name Jesus Christ, has the words I am, all of those things. We've talked about this before. It bears repeating. So when you begin affirming the divine plan of your life, you will actually begin to draw to you the ideas, opportunities, events, people, etc., that are for your highest good, that will guide you to those destinies that we are all programmed with. It's pretty amazing, actually, the magnetic quality of the human being. And this is the law of attraction at its most basic and at its most powerful. And I know all of us have had the experience, either personally and with people around us, and I'm not even going to say one or the other. I'm going to say we've all had both, where, you know, we're manifesting a lot of crapola because we're affirming that. We're complaining, or we're whining, or we're talking a lot about our fears, we're expressing our fears, we're, you know, doing all of that negative stuff. And so we start to manifest situations and people and experiences that completely support that. This also goes to belief systems. When your belief systems do not support the idea of a divine plan, you can affirm the divine plan till the cows come home. There's the magic word. That's what we need to start doing every week. We need to do that whole Pee Wee Herman thing of the magic word. And so whenever I say the word, everybody cheers. I think that would be tons of fun. All right. Anyway, a little tangent there, a little cow tangent. Belief systems, if you don't have one that supports the idea of the divine plan, you can affirm like crazy and you're not going to ultimately get there because your belief systems are going to get in the way. So one of the cool things about affirming the divine plan, however, is that as you do so, you in fact will be guided to change the things that get in the way. And that's where that free will thing comes into play. Just talked this last week to an old client of mine, longtime client, haven't talked to this person in a while. A number of years, as a matter of fact, and they were calling me up because they wanted a quick fix. They wanted, as they put it, a Michelle hit. They wanted to feel good and have a session and, you know, get back on track. And we started talking about, you know, what was going on in their life and what they really needed. And they needed more than a quick fix. They needed more than a surface sweep. They needed to actually get in and really do some intense deep work. And by the end of the conversation, they were like, well, you know, I think I can probably do that by myself. And thanks. Have a great day. I'll call you later. Bye. And it was sad for me because it was obvious that this person wanted just to have that idea of good, but didn't want to do the work to get that good. And that's the biggest challenge for people. The truest biggest challenge is that you really do have to do the work. If you want the rewards, then you got to do the work. And so there's another aspect that I see in people around this idea of the divine plan. People try to force their good. I'm notorious in this. I will absolutely grab on to this greater picture, this passion that I have, this desire that I have, and I'll just be going Mach 5 with my hair on fire trying to make it happen. And the challenge with that is if you're focusing on trying to manifest something in a very particular way, well, you're limiting God, first of all. But typically you're going to end up struggling and most of the time being unsuccessful in manifesting, because the divine plan has to do with things happening in perfect sequence, in the perfect ways, at the perfect time. That divine timing thing. Oh, there's that divine timing thing. We talk about that all the time on the show. So if you find yourself doing that, if you find yourself super, super focused and looking at it like it's got to happen a certain way, really powerful to relax your control on the specifics and affirm the divine plan around that thing. Doesn't mean that you let go of the picture. Doesn't mean that you stop focusing on the desire. It just means that you stop focusing on how the desire is going to come to you. I like to say that God is in the how. God isn't even actually in the manifestation. God's in the how. Because we can all make stuff happen. And you've all had that experience. You've made things happen in your life. I guarantee it. But the true expression of God is how those things manifest and how magical they show up. And the fact that when you allow God to co-create with you, then the right thing ultimately manifests. And if, for instance, here's a great example. Recent client focusing their prayers for a relationship on a very particular person, wanting that particular person to be the person. I've had people in the past praying around their careers. They're focusing on a particular company that they want to work for, or starting a business and they want a very specific location. They found this perfect little office space and they're just praying like gangbusters to make that place happen. The problem with that, again, is you're going to create struggle in that scenario if God has, in fact, something better in mind for you. And this all comes down to the C word. Control. It's all about the control issue. Catherine Ponder has a great little way of putting it. She says, if you have to force someone or something into your life, then it is not part of your good. What you fight to get, you must fight to keep. And wow, I have definitely experienced that one in my lifetime. But it's interesting, even as much as I know, as much as I preach this stuff, as much as I have experienced, I still will absolutely get caught up in details. And that's human nature. Taking action requires a bit of a blueprint, a bit of a list, a bit of a how to get from point A to point B. And that's okay as long as you, every single step you take, you then take a step back and say, okay, God, show me the next step. And it is a dance. It is an absolute partner dance. There's no question about that. And that's probably, if not one of the most important things about how to work the divine plan, it's up there in the top two. So I want to talk a little bit about change. When you affirm the divine plan, your life's going to change. Guaranteed. Because here's the deal. The divine plan is perfect. As perfect can be in the human experience. Whatever's out of integrity in your current world, whatever's out of integrity with your destiny, will begin to leave your life. And sometimes those things will go quietly and gradually. They'll just fade out of your life. Sometimes those things will go explosively. Sometimes we will be guided to do something to release those things. And usually that is not a very fun experience because it means something's going to get put in our face in a pretty big way. And that is absolutely one of the hardest things to experience. And it's really hard to remember when those things are happening, when the proverbial, you know, what is hitting the proverbial fan, that, you know, in fact, that's a good thing, that that's actually a confirmation that you're changing when your world starts to fall apart. Now, another way of talking about this is going back to the shows we've done on manifestation, the three stages of manifestation, on the show on chemicalization about a month or so ago. Those shows, we also talked very specifically about that phenomenon. When you start focusing on the divine in your life, whatever's not divine is going to show up in a pretty big way. And this is a challenge, really big challenge in true change work. That's the CSI program is all about true change, change on the deepest level in the psyche. And the problem with true change is that it's just that. Everything's going to change. You can't change, truly change one thing in your life and not have everything else change. Belief systems determine everything. So you start to shift any one of those, and it's the domino effect. So that's what makes most people afraid to change, why they're looking for quick fixes, surface sweeps, magic words, the little mini formula that you just, you know, the one-stop shopping kind of thing where you just do the one thing and everything's different. And that's not how it works. I sometimes wish it was that easy, but it's not. Plato actually said, everything changes according to a divine design. We live in transition. So, you know, that was a while back. That was a few years ago when Plato said that. So it's kind of interesting how that still holds true, huh? And Catherine Ponder says, the one thing you must be prepared for when you start calling on the divine plan is transition and change. Nearly every one of us has wandered away from the divine plan of his life. When you begin to dwell upon the divine plan, you may find changes taking place in your life very quickly. Instead of resisting and resenting them, recognize them for what they are, part of your divine plan, which can only lead you to expanded good if you will let it. So change is inevitable when you're trying to change things. Sounds like that should just be an obvious thing, but it's not. It's pretty amazing because, again, all of us can get caught up in this idea of, you know, here's the one thing in the life that's not working. For instance, for me right now, dealing with some physical stuff. Got some stuff going on in my physical body that I'm struggling with a bit. And so I have this tendency to look at that as, okay, if I focus on that and I get that all fixed up, then life's going to be hunky-dory. Well, there's other things attached to that. For instance, my tendency to either be militaristically structured or completely fly by the seat of my pants, devil may care, and there's no in-between for me. And that's always been a challenge, and balance has been a big issue for me. I've got some really, really good people on my side helping me, reminding me on an almost daily basis that balance is my thing right now. And double Sagittarius, oh man, don't have a clue what balance looks like. And yet I have all this Capricorn and Virgo in me that's like, it isn't balance, it's perfection. So that's my thing right now. And so I'm having to get pretty clear really recently that if I was truly going to change what was going on in my physical body, I also had to take a look at what was going on psychologically for me around finding balance, around my resistance to creating balance, big time around my resistance to baby steps. I don't like baby steps. Baby steps suck. I want to quantum leap into everything. I don't want to go from point A to point B. That's boring. I want point A to point Z to the 10th degree, and I want it 0 to 4 seconds max. So those are the things that I'm recognizing that I have to take a look at. So there's a lot of change that I have to be willing to experience in order for my physical body to change and be healthy again. So it's a fascinating process, this change thing. And so the divine plan of my life, health being the first cornerstone, I'm really having to take a look at what does that mean to me? You know, not just physical health. What does it mean to me on all levels? It's a powerful process. So we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about breaking free from old cycles, how to pray for others, and we're going to talk about the specifics of the divine plan. If you want to add to this conversation, we'd love to hear from you. You can call 877-230-3062. This is Michelle Morgan. You're listening to Living on a Prayer. Don't go away.
might life be like if there were room for heroes and goddesses again? Not merely in fairy tales, but alive in every one of us. Are you ready to truly own and live your destiny? Introducing CSI, developed and facilitated by visionary NLP practitioner Michelle Morgan. CSI is a unique fusion of progressive techniques which create powerful permanent change in the psyche at the exact point where your unconscious patterns originate. Go to www.michellemorgan.org to find out more about CSI. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you, so next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the host and for others.
Satisfied with your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense four-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Stone Temple Pilots. Good choice, Barbie. Good song. Oh, love the tunage. Yeah, I've been doing the whole iTunes thing lately. I'm serious. Went to Fred Meyer grocery shopping and could barely hear this song over the loudspeaker, but I'm like, oh my God, I know that song. That's such a great song. And I was desperately trying to remember who it was and what it was. And I finally remembered Take That. Remember the band Take That? Oh my God, love those guys. They were this early, early boy band. Adorable, incredible voices. Yeah, Take That. I Want You Back for Good. Great tune. So, of course, what did I do? Ran home and downloaded it and another one of their songs. It's just, iTunes is scary. It's seriously just crazy. Because I just remember when I was a kid, you know, you'd get like $5 in your Christmas stocking and you'd go down to Value Mart and buy 45s. And you could get like 50 of them, you know, for $5. It was crazy. And this way it's like, man, there's every song known to mankind practically on iTunes. It's so much fun. So we're back. This is Michelle Morgan. And this is Living on a Prayer. And we are talking about the divine plan. And we've been talking about change that's connected to the divine plan. So that being said, I also want to give you a little teaser. My website is undergoing some very cool changes. It will be up and running in the next, hopefully, few weeks with the new things. So keep your eyeballs on that. There's going to be an entire page just for the radio show with lots of cool things and some new things I'm going to be offering, some teleclasses, wink, wink, some pretty cool stuff. So keep your eyeballs on that. Check in and see what we're up to. So how do you break free from an old cycle? What do you mean? What do you mean, Michelle? Well, here's what I mean. A bunch of us are reaching ends of cycles. In fact, the whole freaking world has been reaching the end of several cycles. So what happens when you reach the end of a cycle, but you don't know what to do to move into the next cycle? And that's a conundrum that I'm dealing with a lot of my clients right now. People who are recognizing that they're quote unquote done with something. And sometimes that just comes in the form of an intuition, you know, just sensing that you're finished, or going back to that whole idea of the three stages of manifestation and the chemicalization process. It's that point where you start to grow restless, where things that worked really well at one point suddenly stop working, or, you know, people that have been cooperative suddenly become uncooperative. It's that really unnerving point where you're on the edge of change. And so when that cycle ends and you're not sure where to go next, it can be, oh, so easy to get grabbed onto details and try to figure out what to do. Instead, affirm the divine plan. And speaking of, I'm going to be giving you some just awesome affirmations here at the end of the show. So no worries there if you don't even know how to begin to affirm the divine plan. I'm going to give you some specific prayers to use. So again, there's that time when you can recognize that you're done with something, whether you feel like you've outgrown a relationship, maybe you've reached the, you know, the pinnacle in your particular job and there's nowhere else to go and you want more, or you feel stagnant in some other area of your life, but just don't have a clue how to actually end or complete the situation. And you can get trapped by a sense of loyalty to the past. You can get trapped by a sense of loyalty to people, to companies, etc. You can be trapped in memories. You can get trapped definitely by patterns or habits that fit that past cycle. That's again where the CSI process is so powerful, because you got to break those patterns that come from the belief systems in order to be in sync with the divine plan. And one of the other things that's been real typical experience for people, particularly with our economy the way it's been, so many people have been talking about, you know, they go to work every single day fearing that they're going to lose their job, fearing that the entire company is going to go belly up. So if you're worried about that, if you're worried about your company, or you're, you know, scared that you're going to get laid off or whatever, if you affirm the divine plan for the company, affirming that, the divine plan now manifests for the company, manifests for you on your career path, etc., amazing what will happen. I'm not kidding you. The divine plan stuff is nothing short of miraculous. It truly is, because one of the things that I love best about working with affirmations and affirmative prayer is that it gives that part of our human selves that needs to be doing something to do, something tangible to do, something that is physical in nature, that's energetic in nature, that's emotional in nature, that is spiritual in nature. I mean, it encompasses everything. And it's such a great way to keep yourself doing without getting in God's way and allowing God to really do the big stuff behind the scenes. Same holds true for praying for other people. This is a really interesting way of working with the divine plan. Instead of feeling responsible for someone else's life or their happiness, or instead of trying to control somebody else's life out of fear, affirm the divine plan is unfolding for that person. This is a phenomenal thing for parents. Holy cow. Because it's this is a hard world to raise a child in. I'm telling you what, you know, I look back on my childhood and it's just Mark and I had a conversation this weekend. We went for a couple of walks in the beautiful sunshine and we were marveling at the fact that when we were kids, there would be like, you know, 50 kids running around the street on a day like that, riding bikes and playing ball and, you know, playing hide and seek and doing all sorts of stuff outside. And there was not a single child to be found. Well, that's not true. We did see a couple of kids, one little girl on a scooter and another kid throwing a ball for his dog in the backyard. But other than that, and the streets were super, super quiet. And this was mid-afternoon on a Sunday, beautiful, sunny Sunday. And so we're going through this whole list of reasons why, you know, they weren't out there. And, you know, one being, you know, some of them might have been still out with families coming home from church. There's several churches in our neighborhood, so that was very likely. You know, it could have been grocery shopping with the family, blah, blah. We went through all these scenarios, you know, sports events, etc. You know what we came to? They're probably sitting on the couch with a remote control in their hand, or they're in front of their computer playing computer games. And so, you know, I got to tell you, this is my judgment stuff coming up, but that's a little scary to me, that these kids are so isolated and they have these cyber lives instead of, you know, being out in the sunshine interacting with one another. So bottom line, as a parent, if you've got issues with wanting your kids to be a certain way, affirm the divine plan. Literally affirm the divine plan for your children. Unborn children as well. You know, if you're expecting a baby, then start to affirm the divine plan for that child's life to unfold. That's an incredibly powerful thing to do. Incredibly powerful. So want to read a little quote from Open Your Mind to Prosperity, that book by Catherine Ponder, where she has an actual chapter on the subject, because I love the way she words things. And this is important information. She says, when you affirm the manifestation of the divine plan for your life, it may begin unfolding quickly. If so, you must be willing to let go of the old and quickly expand into your divine plan, accepting whatever changes are involved in people, environment, and events. However, just the opposite may happen when you begin affirming the divine plan. Changes may come slowly or not at all. If your good seems delayed, it may be a matter of divine timing. There's one of our favorite subjects. Even though you feel ready for your new good, the new people and events that are to be connected with your divine plan may not yet have reached their point of fruition in your life. And that's a really important point to remember, because perfect takes a little longer, okay? And divine, anything that's divine, you have to bear in mind there's a big picture as well as a small picture, meaning it's divine for you, but it's divine for every single other person that's remotely involved, as well as it's divine for the planet at large. Yes, I realize that seems like a tall order, which is exactly why it's not up to you how the divine plan unfolds. That's God's business. And he's really good at that. In fact, he's an expert at it. So by affirming and being open to the divine plan, you let God do his cool thing. Catherine Ponder goes on to say, to human sense, divine timing may seem slow. But when it begins manifesting your new good, it often happens so quickly as to be breathtaking. You must be ready for it when it comes. Often the divine plan does not seem to work in your behalf until you've brought order into a present situation. As long as there's still something for you to do in a present situation, your new good cannot appear. God seems to withhold the next development until order is first established in the present situation and in the present state of mind. There's belief system stuff right there. It's wise at such times to declare divine completion for the present situation and then follow through in outer ways to bring that conclusion about. That's what we talked about a little bit earlier. Taking that right action when you're guided, then you sit back and say, okay, God, show me the next step. You wait for the guidance and then you take right action. And she finishes with, as you get things in order and bring them to conclusion, this frees the next step in the divine plan to begin manifesting for you. Good stuff. I love Catherine Ponder. She rocks. So I want to spend the rest of the show talking about the specific four corners of the divine plan, just so you're really clear. I want you to be clear. Health, wealth, happiness, and perfect self-expression. Health is not semi-healthy, okay? It's not sort of feeling good. Health is perfect health and mastery over our physical natures. The body has the most amazing natural healing ability. And it's interesting because there are several schools of thought about the timing of this. It's a little confusing if you start researching this stuff. But the bottom line is, between 2 and 7 years, your body has brand new cells in it, completely brand new cells. Deepak Chopra talked years ago about the fact that there really should not be any fatal diseases, because the body is constantly recreating itself. And so diseased cells get recreated into healthy new cells, potentially, except when we are not allowing our body, we're not supporting our body in that through our emotional states, our mental states, and our spiritual states, as well as the physical things we do. So when you affirm the divine plan for your health, you will be guided to do whatever will assist you in creating optimum health. And that's the sticking point, okay? Sometimes if you affirm the divine plan, miraculous things may happen and you won't have to take any action on anything. You just start to feel better. I'm not kidding you. Sometimes that happens. But I'll tell you what, most of the time, what'll happen instead is you will get very strong intuitions. You'll get very strong ahas. You'll get very specific guidance, either from external people, situations, whatever, to do something different. Because if you're affirming perfect health because you are not in it, then there's a reason. that you're not in it. So you're going to have to be doing some different things. So the divine plan for health is going to help you optimize your health and will guide you to do specific things. Same with the wealth piece. Okay. We're going to do an entire show on prosperity in the not very distant future. This is a incredibly loaded subject. I have to teach an entire class on this subject because it's so loaded. But the bottom line, kids, God is the source of your supply. Not a job, not people. They're channels of supply. But God operates through those channels to bring you your supply. So wealth and prosperity are, in fact, your divine birthright. Nothing good ever came out of poverty or financial struggle. Okay, nothing spiritual ever came out of that. Don't think for 5 seconds that it's divine virtue to be poor, all right? So the wealth piece, if you affirm the divine plan for your financial success and prosperity, you will also be guided to do certain things to increase your wealth. It's inevitable that that will happen. Happiness, what the heck does that mean? Well, it means love and companionship. We've talked a lot about God as the perfect dating service, bringing you the perfect love into your life. But God will also guide you to your tribe, to the people who are in your highest and best good, who can support you and nurture you, and you support and nurture them. And it's a very reciprocated situation. So happiness is about that companionship piece that's crucial to the human. Perfect self-expression, career, right livelihood, life's work, pick your analogy. This is the one that a lot of people struggle with because they've been shut down from their passions. We talked about this a little bit earlier. Or they've been doing something in their career that others wanted them to do, or, you know, they felt was the safe route but not really what they wanted, etc. So affirming the divine plan will, again, guide you to take actions and do the things and will open doors for you that are absolutely miraculous in the manifestation of your perfect self-expression. If you've got too many things you're interested in, that's an issue that a lot of people have. And if you affirm the divine plan, here's a great little add-on prayer. God, give me a definite lead. Reveal to me my perfect self-expression. Show me which talent I am to make use of now. Because sometimes we can get caught up in having way too many things on our plate. And we need help in discerning the next best focus. So I want to give you some prayers to utilize for the divine plan. I will absolutely be posting these on my Facebook fan page, but I know a lot of you are not on Facebook, so hopefully you can get into the archives and listen to this show and play it over and over again and write these down. Father, show me the divine plan of my life. Draw to me the people and the resources that are part of this plan and unite me with them now. I love that one. I love to use the terminology Father for God in that prayer, because I always think of God as this very loving Father who wants me to be very, very happy Kempa. So, Father, show me the divine plan of my life. Draw to me the people and the resources that are part of this plan and unite me with them now. Here's another one. Through the divine plan, I now move forward into my expanded good. Here's another one. The divine plan of my life now unfolds in definite, concrete experiences leading to my heart's desire. And one of my favorites. Through the divine plan, I now move forward into my expanded good, divinely directed and lavishly prospered. All things conform to the right thing for me now, quickly, easily, and in peace. I will also be posting a couple of extra little prayers. So if you want to get them, they will be on the Facebook page. So I'm going to invite all of you to hang out with Cow this week and start playing with the divine plan. Start to imagine the divine plan. You got to wrap your brain around the idea that there is such a thing as a divine plan and that God wants you to have it all, baby. I'm serious. He wants you to have it all. So if you like today's show, I want to ask you to email it to people you know who might like it too. If you know anybody out there that needs a little help with the divine plan, hand the show to them. The show will be up in the archives in the next day or so. You can go to the media page at michellemorgan.org. Click on that archive button, and then there's a little button you can click to email this show to whoever or any of the other previous shows, or you can even share them on your Facebook page if you've got one. And of course, if you love the music on the show, go to iTunes and download the songs. I will have the list posted on my fan page. And be sure to tune in next week. We're doing a psychic free-for-all. Yeehaw! Any question, any topic, call me. We will check in with the guides and see what you need to know. 12 noon Pacific Standard Time on this very place, contacttalkradio.com or 106.9 HD3 in Seattle. You've been listening to Living on a Prayer. This is Michelle Morgan. Thanks, Barb Perry, for another rockin' show, and especially for the soundbite. The Priest and the Ferrari, folks. Keep an eye out for them. Have a great week. I'll see you all next week. Take care.
You've been listening to Living on a Prayer with your host, Michelle Morgan. Join Michelle next Monday at high noon for another hour of attitude, angels, and answers. And in the meantime, visit Michelle on the web at www.michellemorgan.org. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.